You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:06. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Keeping an eye on Tropical Storm Aaron, thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union with this tropical weather update. Right now we've got sustained winds of 45 miles an hour. The storm is moving west at 20 miles an hour. And it is forecasted to become a hurricane, most likely very late Thursday or sometime Friday, as it moves toward basically Puerto Rico to its south and Bermuda pretty far up to its north. But it if it continues on this path, it looks like it'll start to maybe create some issues for Puerto Rico as it scrapes against that, probably happening sometime late Saturday or early Sunday. So we've got some time to prepare, and also it's the cone of uncertainty for a reason. We'll continue to keep you apprised of the situation. That's what we do. Thanks to Radiant Credit Union for this tropical weather update. Now, very important thing is coming up Friday in Alaska. You probably know. President Trump is going to meet with Vladimir Putin. Now, listen, I think Putin respects Trump. I think that maybe fear is not the word, but there's a healthy respect there and some level of fear possibly, because Trump can be bold a bit of a wild card, and he plays that off very well, just like Ronald Reagan did back in the day. And I think that Vladimir Putin understands that. So, you know, I think he's going to come to the table with something, because Putin invited Trump to meet, and remember, they're meeting on American soil. So those are good things that weigh in favor of Trump. But knowing Trump and the art of the deal, he is going to look for other psychological ops type things to get an edge. Mm-hmm. You always have to have an edge. That's the nature of competitiveness, whether it's in politics or warfare or athletics, right? So, Greg, you know I have connections, and I don't like to talk about it.
Yep.
But actually, they were asking me,
okay,
for psychological ops. What to do? How to throw Putin off?
Uh-huh.
And I gave this to my my friends.
Uh-huh.
Here's what's going to happen, okay, if they listen to me.
Yes.
President Trump is going to dress to the T, makeup and everything, and it's not going to be too much of a stretch.
Uh-huh.
He is going to be the character from a Rocky movie. He will play the Russian Drago, and he will confront Putin. And he said, "Putin, I am going to break you." That's the psychological warfare.
That would definitely throw Putin off.
Yes. Would it not?
It would. Absolutely.
I am going to break you, Putin. I will break you. Remember that scene?
Oh, yeah.
Very imposing.
Oh, yeah.
Because in real life, Drago, what's the actor's name? I can't think of it. But he is about a foot and a half taller than Stallone.
Well, most people were.
And it's just going to be like Trump and Putin.
Mm-hmm.
And that...
We'll see if they follow your advice, Bob.
We'll see.
We will know in a couple days.
Okay. Back to reality.
It might not happen quite that way.
Back to reality, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Look, I did explain this in a serious way. When all the lefties were crybabies going, how can you have a meeting without Zelensky? How can you have peace without Zelensky being at the meeting? And on they whined. And I said, shut the pie hole, and here's what you need to know. First of all, Putin invited Trump. So everybody knows you don't go, well, can I bring my friend, you know, Volodymyr Zelensky? You don't do that. Somebody invites you, you go, hey, why don't you come spend the night? And, you know, we'll go out Saturday night. We'll have a good time. Oh, really? Because I got some other friends I want to bring. No,
you don't.
Nobody does that. Well, nobody cool does that.
Yeah.
So the whole idea of this is exactly like Caroline Leavitt, exactly as she pointed it out, exactly as I said the other day. Okay, the president is agreeing to this meeting at the request of President Putin. That's what Caroline Leavitt told reporters Tuesday. And the goal of this meeting for the president is to walk away with a better understanding of how we can end this war. In other words, you're the guy, the art of the deal. You need to find out what are all the tangibles and intangibles here? What are all the different possibilities? He needs to start aligning those in his mind, you know? She said, I think the president of the United States is getting in the room with the president of Russia sitting face to face rather than speaking over the telephone. It will give the president his best indication of how to end this war and where this is headed. So thank you, Caroline Leavitt, press secretary, who does a phenomenal job.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. She was probably listening to the podcast of my show to get that idea. But no, that's exactly what's taking place there. He's gathering information. Okay. You don't necessarily need all the decision makers in the room to gather this kind of information, this kind of data, and to find out what are the variables here? What can I offer Putin that would be sweet enough for him to give up the war? What would be his issue? What can we get him on?
Because you're dealing with egos here.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of egos.
So you got to find some way to possibly save face. Mm-hmm. Also, Putin's always worried about money. That's one of the things. And he's worried about NATO putting missiles in his back door. So gather information and find out what the most important of these things are. Bargain with them. When you get with Zelensky, Putin's probably going to go, look, I'm fighting for that territory. I've already invested a lot in it. I want it. I want it back.
Absolutely.
I feel like that's always should have been part of Russia, and I want it back.
Right.
And so Trump's going to have to find other things because he probably already knows that Zelensky,
that's a tough one.
That's probably going to be a no-go.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, again, you can find a really, really sweet thing that would appease Zelensky and allow him to save face.
Right.
So it's complicated. But Zelensky doesn't need to be there right now. And Caroline Leavitt pointed that out perfectly. And she's right.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll go there and gather information. They'll have a nice face-to-face. And then this process of peace, hopefully, will move forward. What about Texas? Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has asked the state court to clear the way for law enforcement officials to arrest Democrat Beto O'Rourke for allegedly violating a court order barring him from fundraising for the State House Democrats who fled Texas to delay the redistricting process for the U.S. congressional seat in the state. Paxton has filed a motion for contempt of court against O'Rourke, alleging that he violated a Tarrant County, Texas judge's order and therefore subject to a fine up to $500 and jail time up to 6 months behind bars.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
And the rest of the Democrat fugitives apparently are going to concede.
Oh.
They're going to come back to Austin. And, yeah, yeah. Are they coming back to a hero's welcome? not unless that crowd is bought and paid for, like every other little, you know, AstroTurf little gathering that they have. So, yeah, and look, and it's just like we said, they're going to have to come back eventually, and eventually the Republicans will probably get their way with the way the lines are drawn.
Right.
And that'll pretty much be the end of it, at least for Texas. Now, in other areas, you've got California's Governor Newsom threatening all kinds of action. They're going to redraw the lines there and in other places as well. And those things are, you know, they're possible.
I think the way he was phrasing it, he basically going to ruin Trump's presidency. Yeah.
Yeah, he sent some kind of fiery letter, and he's all fired up, and he's all, and, you know, it's very fiery type thing. And I'm thinking, you know, that's what you want to do is remind everybody that, you know, their state usually, you know, is burning at least somewhat every given year.
And you don't want all that fire in your all that hairspray. That's dangerous.
How about we start with making sure that the fire hydrants actually have water in them? Or is that too complicated for the governor?
There's a thought.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I guess there's, I don't know, you'd think all that French food he's been eating it. A lot of sauces. Heavy other sauces. A lot of cream.
Oh, yeah.
7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for What's Bugging You? This is a chance for you to call in, to air it out, to get it off your chest, so hopefully you'll feel better. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. All right, call in now. 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is next on 97.3 The Sky.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You figured it out by now how it works, right? You call in, you air it out, you get it off your chest, what's bugging you? Everybody feels a little better, okay? And there is no cost for this consultation. That's right. That's what we do. That's how we roll on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 877-975-9825 if you want in. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Good morning, Tom. What's bugging you?
Yes, it's bugging me that y'all have not given us the courtesy to tell us what's going on with your programming from yesterday and the news, the top of the headline news. What's going on?
Well, we apologize profusely, and we'll address that right now.
Mm-hmm.
We are missing a satellite.
Hopefully we find it, but we're not getting satellite feeds the way we should.
Yeah.
So that means we don't get the programming that we should, which means they are working on it and have been since yesterday.
And we apologize, and we will work diligently to try to get things back to normal. Trust us when we say it bugs us.
Oh, yeah.
Probably even more than it bugs you.
Because we have to deal with it.
Yeah.
There's that.
But thank you for taking the time to call
Absolutely.
In. And maybe we could have mentioned it, I guess.
Yeah, just really, there have been so much other things going on, we really didn't think about it. So,
yeah.
We're sorry.
And sometimes you don't want to point out things that are not good.
Right.
You know, like, hey, coach, remember, I struck out last two times. Remember, coach?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You don't bring up the...
No.
We're working on it,
we
though.
We try to be positive.
Yes.
On a happy hump day, Trump.
Good morning, Miller. What's bugging you?
Yes, gentlemen, greetings and good morning. I've been an avid listener now for the past 3.5-4 years, and this is a very lighthearted What's Bugging Me. Gentlemen, the movie is Rocky IV. The actor that you made reference to earlier is Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
And I quote, "I must break you."
Well, thank you for getting it exactly right.
There you go. There's a fan right there. I'm telling you. He knows.
In case people missed a bit earlier, I said Trump should dress up as Drago from Rocky IV.
Yep.
The character played by Dolph Lundgren. And do that when he meets with Putin.
Yeah.
Just do it as a psychological operation.
Just freak him out.
Yeah. 877-975-9825. Call in now. And good morning, Kay. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. Well, America's worst enemy, bioengineering in America. I'm standing here right now on my porch looking at the sky. Those aren't chemtrails. I'll kiss your hat. I'll eat your hat. I'm sorry. I am a little upset about this. Ron DeSantis had a deadline of July 1. No more chemtrails in the sky. And there they are every morning. We're sky watchers. They sleeping in. I can see them. I mean, this is ridiculous. We can't grow any food. People are getting Alzheimer's. All this aluminum in the air is making the sun so hot we can't grow a garden. Our garden's dried up this year. I didn't get one thing out of that garden. And it has got to be handled. Donald Trump needs to give us an executive order. No more bioengineering in America, or the planes will be confiscated and they will be charged with crimes against humanity. Thank you, Bob. I had to say it. Thank you, Kay.
That might be what it takes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that the governor had put something forward, and I guess it's not either put into place now or it's not stopping. What's going on? I don't know.
Well, maybe we can ask our new lieutenant governor, in front of the morning show.
That's right. Jay Collins, from state senator to appearing on the show to helping us out with our valor and awarding first responders with a little kudos and a thank you. He has now been named the lieutenant governor, Jay Collins. He is a Army Green Beret and, like I said, state senator, but now he's the lieutenant governor.
So we got maybe a little in there, another in Tallahassee. We'll see what we can find out.
All right. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Two callers ago, I was also going to share the Dolph Lundgren thing. But what's bugging me, and I kind of hear this now and then, I don't like how a lot of people, they splice things into generations like Gen X, Gen Z, the millennials, the baby boomers. The way I view it is people are the same wherever you go. You can find smart people and dumb people in any generation, industrious people and lazy people. And I just don't like this whole classify and jar them up in one kind of a thing. You know, people are individuals all across the times.
Yeah, that's a good point. They look for patterns, and so these things emerge, but it's not fair to the people that don't fit whatever that profile may be. So that's a good point. Hey, appreciate everybody's contributions to What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up at 8:05, we'll talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick. And in case you miss it, well, we know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Never tired of winning on a happy hump day, Trump Day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 7:35, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right, it is a happy hump day, Trump Day. Trump is winning. National Guard troops were spotted in D.C. And the mayor, Muriel Bowser, bow wow wow, met with federal officials to discuss coordination and strategy for the federal law enforcement presence. What I'm focused on is the federal surge and how to make the most of additional officer support that we have, she told reporters. Good.
Nice.
Good for her. She's doing the right thing. She is handling this pretty well.
Yes.
Okay. Unfortunately, she says, we have the best in the business in Metropolitan Police Department Chief Pamela Smith to lead the effort.
Wait a minute. She's talking about the chief of police in D.C.?
Correct.
Okay, because she's making her own headlines today.
She made a little boo-boo.
Yeah.
She is not just in law enforcement. She is at the very top of the food chain.
Mm-hmm.
She's the chief.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently there's a little disconnect in some terminology that maybe she's, you know, still a young and up-and-comer, and maybe this is antiquated language and verbiage that we use. It's a term called chain of command.
Mm-hmm.
Does that term befuddle you, or are you pretty clear on what it means? The chain of command, who's in charge? And then who's under that person, who's under that person?
It's pretty common
like
phrase.
A chain.
It's pretty you don't have to be law enforcement or military. I mean, business has a chain of command, a manager, assistant manager, shift folks, that kind of thing.
It didn't resonate with her when a reporter asked her specifically, the chief of police.
Yeah.
You know, tell me about the chain of command and who's in charge. Does it go all the way up to Trump? Is it Pam Bondi going to be at the top of it, being the director of the DOJ? You know, whatever. She said, chain of command, what's that? I mean, it really was that bad.
It was, and the mayor had to quickly swoop in and take over the microphone.
Bow Wow Wowzer had to jump right in there.
It was embarrassing.
Yeah. But here's the deal. All right. Just got folks on the ground. Just got them on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
These folks haven't even stopped and had a cup of coffee yet.
Mm.
First day of the crackdown, federal and local authorities made 23 arrests, including suspects wanted for murder, gun offenses, and other crimes. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said some of those arrested had charges for homicide, lewd acts, stalking, weapons violations. 6 illegal firearms were seized. That's just a few examples, she said. We're just getting started. 23 arrests in total, though, and they're just getting started. That's awesome. When you let good cops be cops, they can clean up your streets and do it fast. More to come. Your nation's capital will be safe again.
Now, speaking of cops, let's go back to that chief for just a second.
Aww.
Because, you know, I mean, she doesn't know what a chain of command means, but maybe this is not her area of expertise, despite the fact that she's the chief of police.
Well, she's been a chief before, so she has experience, but it's sort of chief of a certain department. She was the chief of equity, and I'm not making that up. That was her job.
Explain why she has this job potentially.
Yeah. So it's a DEI hire, literally.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it couldn't be more literal.
No.
You can't just assume someone is, you know, black or female or whatever check the box they're looking for in that so-called diversity baloney that they were trying to push on people. This one is unfortunately painfully obvious.
And
I feel bad for her. If you're given an opportunity, you know, it's hard to say no. You don't want to be the chief? Of course you want to be the chief. Do you feel like you deserve it? I can't get inside her head and I hope to understand that, but this is what we're dealing with today. Think about it. And it's Duffy, the transportation secretary. He was talking about, you know, DEI and how under the Biden administration, they were making a bunch of DEI hires.
Oh, yeah.
Like in air traffic.
Yeah.
You see when a so-called police chief doesn't know, literally doesn't know what chain of command means. You can imagine if you just take that scenario and plug it into an air traffic controller who got their job because they checked a box.
That's scary.
Is that not frightening?
That's very
scary. Something to think about. The good news is they're unwinding most of this garbage everywhere corporately and everywhere else. There'll still be some lefty places that they'll hide it. They'll disguise it, okay, at least for a while. But in a lot of cases, they're being found out and exposed. And then maybe they'll finally change their ways. And besides, if you don't change your ways, you'll eventually go broke because it is about the dumbest way you could run any organization or business. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Jeff, you're on the air.
There is no way for me to use words in the English language to describe how I am bothered by this entire segment. There is no bigger gleaming example of DEI hire than a person in law enforcement not knowing what chain of command means.
Oh, yeah. But just think about it. This is one that's been exposed. You're hearing about this now. Think about all the ones you're not hearing about. People in positions that are not just positions of authority, which is important enough, but are in critical life and death scenarios. It is a frightening thought. It has been exposed time and time again. This is just another example of that. And yeah, it is. Well, it's kind of heartbreaking in a way. How would you feel if you were one of the cops who really knows their job inside and out, and you have to answer to somebody like that?
Oh,
chain
wow.
of command, what's that? We're not exaggerating, folks. D.C. Council woman was on CNN basically saying that they have a lot of vacancies on the police force. They've got 3,100 sworn officers, I believe. They should have about 4,000. At least that's what they've been. So they've got 800 or 900 openings.
Wow!
But what does it tell you when people, and they've offered all kinds of incentives, bonuses, and everything?
Sure.
And you know, you don't want to be a cop in D.C. That's a tough one, and they've got a tough job ahead of them. So maybe when they see things getting cleaned up there, it actually might, some people might see an opportunity. Well, you know, they get the worst of the worst. This might be an opportunity. But I can tell you there's been no shortage of people applying for jobs in other areas of law enforcement. Have you heard? 100,000 applicants to join ICE.
Wow.
100,000 applicants to join ICE.
That's amazing.
Which, yeah, it's interesting. It's great. As much as the left has attempted to villainize the hard work that these folks are doing, as much as they villainize it. Like, well, there was some bozo that called them a terrorist organization, ICE.
Yeah.
Somebody in power.
From Illinois.
Illinois. Democrat from Illinois. I mean, shocker. But yeah, really, literally called ICE a terrorist organization. I mean,
wow.
so hateful and so ignorant on so many different levels, but Americans are responding regardless. 100,000 Americans have applied to join ICE in helping locate, arrest, and deport illegal aliens from the United States. Department of Homeland Security officials have said, Donald Trump's huge recruitment effort is very, very successful, which includes a $50,000 signing bonus. Yeah, are some people doing it just for the signing bonus? Probably. But I think most of them are motivated beyond that. Our country is calling you to serve ICE. In the wake of the Biden administration's failed immigration policies, your country needs dedicated men and women of ICE to get the worst of the worst criminals out of our country. That's what DHS Secretary Kristi Noem said in a statement. And people, Americans have responded in a huge way. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. And now, I want to make sure you know the Bob Rose Show is on podcast, and you can find us anytime on Apple, Spotify, the Odyssey app, iHeart, wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode or listen in individual hours. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Bob Rose Show, hit the follow button, and you'll get every minute of the show your way and on your time. Coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick will join us on 97.3 The Sky.7:51 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. Greg, what's happening, man? What's going on?
You sound like my old friend Rerun doing that one.
Oh, yeah. What happened? There was a tragic death on one of your favorite shows. What was her name? Danielle. She was on What's Happening. Happening, Raj?
Yeah, she was Raj's little sister on the show.
And she died at the age of 60.
Yeah, she had gotten out of acting as an adult and actually ended up being a veterinarian and quite popular from what I understand. But I think she'd been dealing with maybe cancer or so for the last 4 years. But the irony is a friend of mine had posted that yesterday, and I literally had just watched part of a little documentary on the show and kind of, you know, what had happened to all the characters as they kind of went on. So it's kind of ironic of timing for me.
Dr. Danielle Spencer, former child star of the 70s show What's Happening.
Yep.
And she has passed away at the age of 60. Going to veterinary school, becoming a veterinarian.
Oh, man.
That is...
You got to be smart.
That's a lot of work,
that
too.
That is. Yeah.
So, at the age of 60?
Yeah.
Passing away? No, that's not good. Who was your buddy, Rerun?
Rerun, yeah. Fred Barry. He actually passed away, I guess it was 03, and if I'm remembering, he was 52 or 54. He'd actually, because, you know, on the show, he was really overweight. He'd actually lost about 100 pounds, but he had a lot of health issues through his life, and had a stroke, I guess, maybe a couple of years before he passed away. But nice guy, real nice guy.
Well, yeah, it's sad when you hear anybody passing at that age, 60.
Yeah.
And
that's still young.
And she, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Governor DeSantis has been very busy. By now, you've probably heard that he has appointed our friend State Senator Jay Collins, Green Beret. He is now Florida's new lieutenant governor. And Governor DeSantis announced this yesterday. And Collins had a swearing-in ceremony. Took place at a news conference in Tampa. He succeeds Jeanette Nunez, who we've spoke to many times on the show. She stepped down earlier this year after being named president of Florida International University. That's a pretty good gig.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. And Jay Collins, who's been on the show many times and spoke at our Valor ceremony. And so congratulations to him. He represented District 14, covers western portions of Hillsborough County in the Florida Senate since his election in 2022. And he was in the U.S. Army from 1995 to 2018. Overseas deployments as a Green Beret, had his leg amputated after suffering chronic injuries during combat, but continued to serve 5 more years as a Green Beret and earned a Purple Heart.
That was the incredible part of his story. You know, he shared that, you know, a couple of years ago when he was in town for Valor. For our first responders, and it's kind of like, wow, how do you even do that?
Most people wouldn't qualify with two legs.
Yeah.
He did it with one.
Yeah.
That's talent. And and good for him. And he'll be good for Florida. And we appreciate him. Governor DeSantis also made another appointment, this one judicial, Christine Van Vorst, that many people in the community might know her or that name. And she's been appointed to the Circuit Court. Yeah, this is a judicial appointment, the 8th Judicial Circuit Court. And she was, or currently until now, was serving as a county court judge in Alachua County since 2017. She also served as general magistrate in the 8th Judicial Circuit. And where did she earn both her bachelor's degree and her Juris Doctor?
I got a guess.
University of Florida.
How did I know?
Go Gators. The Gator Nation is everywhere. And, yep. So, congratulations, Your Honor. Good job.
Awesome.
Christine Van Vorst, Judge Van Vorst to you and I.
But you're right, man.
May we never meet, by the way, officially.
Officially. The governor has been busy promoting folks all kind of right and left. I mean, and it's almost like if you've been on the Bob Rowe Show, you get a promotion in Florida.
It does seem that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What else do we have going on? Well, I mean, I guess the big story. Well, there's kind of two big stories. The big story is the federalization of Washington, D.C. and the takeover of their law enforcement arm, the Metropolitan Police Department, by President Trump. We'll dig into that a little bit. But I'm going to give you a Tropical Storm Aaron update after the top of the hour, sometime in the 8 o'clock hour, I promise. All right? Hey, thanks for tagging along. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local. On 97.3, The Sky.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.